Hey everybody, how you doing? I hope you're well. Just want to give you a little update on a few things, starting with Plandemic 2. I hope you were able to catch this documentary. If you haven't watched it, you gotta go see it before it gets completely taken off the internet. You can go to Plandemic2.com, I believe. I'll put some links below. I've also posted the documentary on my YouTube channel for as long as it'll stay up. And I've posted it on my BitChute channel. I posted it on my brand new Tube channel. And also the producers of the film, they've posted it on their alternative channels and other people are sharing it. And the producers are actually asking that people download the film so you have a physical copy of it and to also share it far and wide. Because we live in the age of digital book burning and censorship, and that alone should bring some questions into your mind as to why that is. And who would want to censor actual doctors, Nobel laureates, biostatisticians, epidemiologists, people who've worked for high-level health organizations? Why they would want to censor these people who have a totally different story for you than what you've been presented by your always truthful, benevolent, and loving media personalities and health authorities and local governments? There is a discussion that desperately needs to be had, and man, this documentary does such a good job, such a good job. If you guys are watching this, you guys who put this film together, I give you 10 out of 10, top marks. You should win the Academy Award for this one. You should win some kind of a prize for this film. It competed with and even outrivaled the quality of production that you're gonna get with most of the Netflix documentaries. So you did a really good job with the scores, you know, the music, the editing, the presentation, the research, the storyline, everything. It was so good. And I think that's what's needed in this information war, is that we need professionally produced, well done, easy to consume information for people to help wake people up to what's really going on. I do the best I can. I don't have a multi-million dollar budget. I do the best I can to produce top quality podcasts. So it's sort of like the long form version of things that isn't as sizzly or Hollywood, but it's definitely there to give you the facts so you can go research it. And as you know, if you've been following me on this channel for a while, I also always provide sources for the information that I talk about in these shows. And today's source is literally just going to be the film Plandemic 2. So you got to go watch it. They also have Plandemic 1, if you can still find it. For those that don't know what happened, when they first released the first, because this is a documentary series, okay? And I'm going to have the producers on Truth Warrior. We've been chatting back and forth. We're going to get them on either this week or next week to talk about it. But back in March, they released the first of the series, which was, I believe it was only 25 minutes, 30 minutes. And it was centered around the story of Dr. Judy Mikovits. And if you haven't seen any of her interviews or read her amazing book, The Plague of Corruption, which became the number one best-selling book on Amazon really quickly as soon as they censored the first part, you got to go check it out, as well as all of her interviews where she completely decimates all of her detractors, all these Wikipedia fact-checking Snopes type articles that you're seeing flying around about it. It's all bullshit. It's all lies what they're telling you. You need to actually look at the court documents from Dr. Mikovits, which they talk about in this film. You need to listen to her actual legal team, the lawyers, who talk about the fact that she was never charged for any crimes. A lot of what they said was completely a lie about her. They tried to destroy, or they did destroy her career, that put her in prison, killed her financial opportunities. And yet this woman stands by every single word that she said years and years ago about other issues of corruption, and stands by her comments that she made from day one about this coronavirus, the pandemic, the lockdown, the World Health Organization, Dr. Anthony Fauci, and all those groups, you know, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundations, all that, that she exposed in that piece. That was immediately, that first part, Plandemic 1, was taken off the internet in a mass censorship campaign that we've never seen before. And the reason why was because even though they took it down almost immediately, before they took it down, it reached millions upon millions of views. I think it's actually estimated to be over 1 billion views collectively across all platforms that this first part got before they took it off the internet. So it's actually a lesson to our governments and to the censors and to Google and all these bastards, right? That the more you censor, the more people want to see what you're now telling them they're not allowed to see. So keep it up. You're doing an amazing job to help us promote the truth and get this information out there. I hope you try to censor the hell out of this one, because let me tell you something. It's a different playing field than it was 6 months ago or 5 months ago or whatever it's been. It's a different playing field. We have other alternative platforms that are not censoring where people can get this. Right now, as I say these words, there are millions of people downloading this documentary, so they have hard files of it, and they're making DVD copies of it, and they're translating it into multiple languages, and this thing is going to travel the world faster than the coronavirus. The truth about the coronavirus is going to outdo coronavirus in terms of spreading around and waking people up to what's really been going on while we've been all locked up in our homes in fear, watching the news, listening to these people that we're supposed to trust blindly and never question. And there's a whole other story of things that are going on, and this film does a fantastic job of presenting that to you. It's very clear, documented, irrefutable. And what's good about this film too is on the website, you can actually go and see the sources and the other subsequent interviews that couldn't make it into the film. You can also watch an exclusive interview that they did with Dr. Mikovits, allowing her to respond to all of the detractors, all the fact checkers, all the late night comedians, quote unquote, who are all paid shills and who are, trust me, their day is coming. Their day is coming for being complicit in the cover-ups of crimes against humanity and worse. So this is World War III, my friends. This is what it is. It's an information war. It's a battle for your mind and for your heart and for your soul. And the more they try to censor, the more they are falling on their own sword. So in a way, you just sort of get out of their way and just let them continue looking like a bunch of idiots. While we, the truth-seeking community, whatever you want to call it, a bunch of individuals who are empowered from within and want to know what the truth is and are sick and tired of lies and bullshit, that are wanting to hear what these other people who are being censored have to tell us, we are going to never go away. In fact, we are the majority. They just don't know it yet. These mainstream media outlets and these tech giants, they don't know that they've already lost. They've already lost. Their own egos and incompetence and corruption has now turned against them. It's like Aikido. It's just been totally, that energy has been switched back on them. And I'm preparing a special little jig for the day when these big media companies are finally brought to justice once and for all for what they have done, not just in regards to this lie, but the gazillions of others that they have been complicit in putting into your minds and into the minds of your children for decades. The truth can't be covered up forever. And it's actually, think about it. Most people operate like herd animals. So whatever everybody else does, we do. Monkey see, monkey do. We don't question much, do what we're told. Give me my pizza and beer on a Friday night and I'm good, I won't do anything, I won't resist. That's most people. They don't wanna, let alone go against the grain in order to find out what the truth is. By downloading censored videos, by listening to censored media journalists, by watching the doctor summits that get taken down immediately. Most people don't want to move out of that comfort zone. But this is so powerful. These people have made so many mistakes with this whole agenda that even those people are waking up and are choosing to not trust the media and are getting their information from legitimate sources. These are the legitimate sources. When you understand how that whole media empire works, how the social media empire works, who funds it, who controls it, that it's controlled by five mega corporations from the top that are run by essentially 13 families, when you really boil it all down. When you understand how that works, it's like a cold shower, an awakening moment that informs you that, hey, you might not know everything about what's happening, but at least now you know who you can trust and who you can't trust. And in today's day and age, if known liars and criminals and their organizations and their minions are censoring people and destroying their careers and their lives because of the information they're putting out there, information that is also backed up by mountains of evidence, it's not just conjecture or theory like they always try to say it is, it has megatons of evidence behind it because it's based in the truth. It's based in logic, reason, facts, reality. It's not based in political spin. It's based in reality. Those are the sources to go to. And you can figure it out for yourself. I mean, that's just where I'm at. I'm speaking with that level of conviction about it because I've done the due diligence times 10. I put full-time hours into this for the last 6 months. I've been researching this for 18 years. I talk to people at the very top. I talk to people in the military. I talk to people in different fields of research. I talk to people in government. I talk to people, I've made connections through my career for all kinds of people from all over the world. So I know my sources are good because think about it. If you go back to some of the first videos I made, even though I'm still learning in those videos because we were all learning, and even though there's mistakes in those videos, because we all make mistakes, because there's just so much information, it's information saturation, which is there to confuse and discombobulate everybody. Basically, all the main points that I made, which was you can't trust this, there's something up with this, there's another agenda here, there's a political agenda, there's a financial agenda, there's a power agenda, there's something else other than the narrative of, oh, there's a virus, so everybody be afraid and give us more power and all of your freedom so that we can help save you. There's something more to it than that. And lo and behold, I stand vindicated. You stand vindicated. Humanity stands vindicated. The truth stands vindicated. So get out the fine stuff and do a little toast tonight, because today we won. And we will continue having these little victories until it's an all-encompassing total victory over these tyrants who have been working for a long time to destroy the West, to destroy free societies, so that we could be pulled in to a global dictatorship, medical tyranny run by the cult of the medics. And if you think that's dramatic and I'm overstating things, I don't care what you think. I've done enough work to know that that's what's up. And I'm not trying to be cocky about it. I'm laughing because as I'm thinking this, I can't even articulate it all to you. That's the thing. I'm doing my best. It takes multiple videos, hours of podcasts, interviewing guests from different backgrounds with people that maybe I don't agree on everything, but I need them for those gems so that you can hear them tell you about all these things, to tell you about human trafficking, to tell you about what's going on at the top, to tell you about what's happening in Hollywood, to tell you what's happening in the health industry, the health industrial complex, the pharmaceutical industrial complex, the military industrial complex. These are things that have been formed for decades, all while the vast majority of people are just shopping and wanting to go along to get along and projecting their virtue on their masters and not thinking outside the box. And then when they throw a little bit of mass hysteria out there, people bite down on it because, of course, we don't want to die. We don't want to be responsible for spreading a virus that's going to kill our loved ones the way they told us it would. And so when we got that ingrained into our minds and that becomes calcified and baked in, yeah, it's a difficult fight to try to take people out of that and get them to form new neural pathways so that they can actually see what's going on. to uncalcify the thinking. That's a tough job. So I have a tough job, but I have to take up this job. This lockdown and the government draconian laws took my other job away from me. This lockdown took away four of my friends to suicide because they just couldn't hack it and had other stuff. They were right on the edge. This pushed them over the edge. So I've quit my life. I've put it on hold. And I have focused on this because right now we're at a crossroads, my friends. You can believe all you want that I'm just blowing this out of proportion and people like me are just a bunch of paranoiacs, even though you're the ones wearing bubble wrap everywhere and driving around in your cars with masks on, where there's 26 studies demonstrating that they don't work in stopping any kind of influenza-like virus, let alone a coronavirus. The science is in. It's nailed. It's irrefutable. This was one of the biggest shams ever foisted on the human race. And it's linked to other shams that are also being systematically and simultaneously foisted on the human race. Because liars and criminals just keep doing this weird thing where they keep lying and they keep engaging in criminality. I don't know what it is about them. They just, you know, they lie to us and we go, okay, just, you know, we knew you lied about that, but, you know, weapons of mass destruction. All right, we'll let that one pass. Okay. JFK, oh, we'll let it pass. All right, all right. Oh, yeah, you know, big pharmaceutical companies are constantly being sued for killing and maiming people with their products, but we'll let it pass. Oh, we caught them shredding documents and silencing whistleblowers. Okay, let them just, you know, keep it going. One day they'll get it right. Just one day they'll get it right. They mean well. They really mean well. They really want to help us. They just need us to give up all of our freedoms and all of our right ability to defend ourselves and you know, give our lives over to them, because they mean well. Seriously, you know, how far does that logic go? I don't trust known liars, criminals, and incompetents. And I definitely don't trust sociopaths and psychopaths and narcissists. I don't trust them. That's my biggest crime. That is why I have questioned this from the beginning, was because I knew who told us all this shit. I didn't have a crystal ball. I don't have psychic powers. I know who I'm dealing with. These criminals have not been arrested. These organizations have not been shut down and audited. These big institutions and companies have not been criminally prosecuted to the level that would actually matter. So if those culprits are still running around, if the Jeffrey Dahmers of the world are still running around, then it's pretty easy when you know how to look at trends and have a little bit of basic pattern recognition and go back into history and study the swine flu epidemics and the other flu epidemics and the H1N1 epidemics and what did the World Health Organization say then? What were their policies then? Learning things like, well, who funds the World Health Organization? Who controls it ideologically? Where are these people getting their information from? That is now being disseminated through all these compartmentalized structures that float down to the local level of your community medical system and your local politicians, that they read from the same script that they were handed to read. Who handed them the script? Who wrote the coronavirus script? Where did it come from? And why did the world just march in lockstep with it without questioning it? That's what this film asks, and it answers that question specifically. Not vaguely, like I'm doing now, specifically. Names, dates, addresses, times, places, facts, evidence. And they provide you with source material so you can go and validate it for yourself. And you can go watch hours and hours and hours of interviews with actual experts, researchers, investigators, lawyers, people who analyzed things with computers, with economic trends, and they're forensic accountants and things like that. We're talking like, this isn't just a bunch of hillbillies that are just dreaming up a conspiracy the way that these idiot clown jesters that get on late night comedy or on your local news stations are telling you. They are the psychologically inferior people. They're outranked. They're not experts. Tedros, the guy that runs the World Health Organization, is not even a doctor. In fact, he's been involved in genocidal regimes. He's been involved in numerous frauds prior to being voted in by who? The CCP Party of China. Where did the virus originate? China. Who was it that said they were looking to take over the world and become the new standard and replace the American standard and Western civilizational standard? China. Who was praised by the Council on Foreign Relations recently as the new standard for the world? China. Who was Google caught doing business with behind the scenes and had to come out in hearings? China. Who is George Soros' favorite country on this planet? China. Who's Justin Trudeau's favorite country? China. Seeing a pattern here? And you know who runs China? And when I say China, I'm not talking Chinese people. They've been held under the thumb for thousands of years. They've been programmed and raised in these totalitarian states. My God, what they went through under Mao Zedong and the Great Leap Forward, it's going to take decades and generations for them to recover on a genetic level from that. They were the experiment for the world. Go listen to Henry Kissinger from the 90s. Go listen to Zbigniew Brzezinski and his books and his speeches. Go listen to these people at the Trilateral Commission, CFR. Listen to what they say. Listen to the UN. Look what they want. Look what they're proposing. What are they proposing right now? What is the World Economic Forum proposing during this crisis? They're proposing what they've always been proposing. Who were they flying into Davos as a part of those meetings to determine what the plan was for the world? Who blessed it? The Vatican. The church. There's a big architecture of control that we need to understand in order to understand what's going on with this pandemic, this plandemic. It's planned. It was planned. This documentary proves it. I proved it in many episodes of my show. Going back to Event 201 and many other pandemic exercises that were run prior to. And when you see that and you know that, it should at least give you pause before you make up your mind about what you believe. Because if I say it to you, if I go, hey man, did you know that they planned this thing back in October of 2019? Months before, 5 months before the actual official declaration of a global pandemic emergency that shut down the entire world, that destroyed the economy and plunged the world into a new normal that nobody likes, but we're just going along with because we're all afraid for our lives. Did you know that it was planned? And did you know that everything that happened in that planned scenario is what happened? And did you know that the people that were involved in the planning are the people that are telling us how to run this shit? And you could say, oh, they planned it because they just wanted to get a leg up and get ahead so that they could, be ready in case something happened. They're just planning. That's their job. What a convenient cover story. Let's leave aside all the financial incentives. Let's leave aside all the secret handshaking. Let's leave aside the track record of these people and their organizations. Let's leave aside all the connections that you need to make in order to understand how this big picture works. And let's leave aside the facts. Well, no more. We're not leaving aside the facts anymore. I want to call forth into existence, at least for myself, I don't know about you, but at least for myself, I want to call forth a timeline and a world that is based in truth. So the foundations of this dream I have is based in truth, freedom, courage, and virtue. the world they want to make, the new world normal, the new world order, is it flies in the face of nature's order or God's order or however you want to conceptualize that. Go read the fine print. And when you learn that stuff, there's no way you can listen to these liars and these jokers. These people are known liars and criminals, and they're done. They're done. They've already lost. They just don't know it yet. They're flailing around. We've got them on the ropes. They're swinging big haymakers. They're trying to take people down that shouldn't be. It's just, it's so obvious that it drives me insane when I still see people running around wearing these stupid masks. They don't understand that they've been had. And meaning well is not good enough. Stop telling yourself that. Well, I meant well. No, I don't give a shit. Meaning well doesn't matter. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I have to be the one to say this. I don't want to be the one to say this, but I have to. It's the truth. Go read some Solzhenitsyn while he tells you about all the well-meaning people that were so surprised. And we're just so confused. What was going on as they were being pulled out of their beds and pulled into these gulags? The well-meaning people that voted that in, that allowed that to happen because they were hypnotized and lied to and didn't listen to the people trying to desperately tell them the truth. So meaning well doesn't matter. Beliefs don't matter. Opinions don't matter. The truth matters. And the less that the truth matters in society, the worse the truth becomes. And by that I mean, for example, yesterday I did two epic shows back to back, one talking about Hollywood, the other talking about human trafficking and all of that. And look at that as an issue. Had earlier generations, say 40, 50 years ago, woken up to the reality of child sex slavery, human trafficking, and that entire underground criminal network, and how it goes from the lower levels all the way up to the highest levels. If they had become aware of it and started doing something about it, we wouldn't have to deal with it in this generation to the level that it has gotten to. It was bad then, but it's not even close to as bad as it is today with the internet and all that kind of stuff. So the truth back then would have been hard for those earlier generations to face, but had they faced it, it wouldn't be as bad as it is now, where now our generations and the people living on the planet right now have to look at this, and it is so depraved, dark, evil, and twisted, and ubiquitous that it's almost impossible for the average mind to be able to even look at it. That's how bad it's gotten. That's how bad the truth has gotten about that issue. So the more we put the truth off, the more it just builds and builds and becomes a bigger cancerous tumor that when by the time you face it, it's almost unfaceable. And what does nature say? What does truth say? What is God saying right now? Or the God, whatever you say. What are we being told? Truth doesn't change because it's uncomfortable or you don't want to look at it. It's not just going to magically disappear. Magical child thinking is not going to help. It'll just keep getting worse and worse and worse until one day it affects your children. And then, by then, it's too late. It's like that quote from that priest in Nazi Germany who said, you know, first they came for the trade unionists. I wasn't a trade unionist. Then they came for this group and I wasn't that group. And they came for this group and I wasn't that group. So I didn't say anything. And then they came for that group and I didn't say anything because I wasn't a part of that group. And then finally they came for me. And by the time they came for me, there was no one left to speak out for me. That's how it happens. That's how tyranny and evil and corruption and criminality works. And the truth is not easy to hear, and it is not ponies and rainbows, and it's not something that's just going to make you feel good. It could. The truth could be amazing. Maybe the truth is that it's a beautiful sunny day and all is right with the world. But maybe the truth is, nope, it's a frickin' storm and there's destruction all around us and we better find some cover and shelter very quickly or we're not going to survive. Sometimes that's what the truth is. And humanity is facing that, this massive car accident, this massive gaping hole that we all have to stare into. And all that works in tandem with what I'm saying about this lockdown as well and this pandemic scenario. If we let this, if the apparatus that built the lies that are happening now didn't just spring up five, six months ago. They have been in power and they have been, these same people, organizations and institutions have been around since the Rockefellers and before. And they've had their grimy little hands on the control board of power when it comes to, say, the medical world for 200 years. If those generations had caught on before and done something about it, it would have been easier to expose this and then deal with it, route out the corruption, and then build an actual health system and medical system, and even a World Health Organization or whatever, or a CDC or, you know, a medical establishment that was based on real health and freedom. But because those earlier generations ignored those signs and were swept up by all the distractions that were put in front of them and listened to the lying criminal media, who is enemy number one in my mind, now we have to deal with the effects of that, the after effects of that, which are that the corruption rotted it out so bad and created this ugly, cancerous like system that preys on disease and preys on the deaths of people and the maiming of people and profits off of death, destruction, and disease. They profit financially and they profit in terms of power, having a power differential when you differentiate it from the power that you have as the individual to the institutionalized power. They want to maintain power. They don't give a fuck how many people have to die for them to be able to maintain that power. Their numbers in a computer, they're on their numbers in a graph, on a chart in their office that's being presented to them by their little minions. Just like the number, and they're trying to recruit you into that way of thinking. Oh, look how many cases here, look how many deaths over here. Today, these were the deaths. Like they're reporting the weather. Look, this is where the deaths are at. And then you start to see numbers. Those numbers are people, lives destroyed. And yes, this virus destroyed lives, and every single one of those lives falls into the responsibility of the people who organized this and planned this. This virus did not occur naturally. This virus is a lab-created, very sophisticated virus that probably wasn't intended to wipe out millions of people. It was just potent enough to do the job of scaring billions of people into acquiescing to an agenda that has been worked on for the past 200 years or more. All the other attempts have failed. They needed a big galvanizing event, a global 9/11, as they said, not me, as they said, we need a global 9/11 or an event akin to alien invasion to unite the world. And when they say unite the world, they don't mean unite the world in harmony, peace, love, freedom. They mean unite the world under their power. They speak different languages than we do. They mean different things by the words they say. That's why you have to get literate with what they mean when they say it. Look at the fine print, get symbolically literate, all these things we've talked about before. And the other thing I'm going to say is that you need to understand something about criminals and liars. There's this thing they do where they keep lying and doing criminal stuff, like I said. And they're not going to change. And they only exist because of our ignorance of the fact that they exist. Our refusal to understand it because we're afraid. We support things based on what we believe, based on our worldview. But who gave us that worldview? Why do we believe what we believe? Where did we get the information plugs to plug into our brain to train our brain to believe a certain thing? And then behave accordingly. What if I told you that those information plugs were designed meticulously for you to absorb? Just like a lot of this fake genetically modified food, there's fake genetically modified news and information. And then there are the defenders of that fake genetically modified news and information, i.e. the fact-checking sites, the Snopes, and all these horribly corrupt things. So you have a choice. You can continue to believe known liars and criminals, or you can learn to trust your own mind and your own conscience. And you can start participating in informing yourself and giving yourself an education second to none about how the world really works, what's really going on, and what we can do about it. And you're going to ask me a few questions if you're new to this. You're going to ask me question number one, what do I do now? Now that I know that this is all a scam and we've been lied to and there's this whole power structure and this big global thing going on, what do I do now? That's the one question. And the other question would be, well, what's the motive, Dave? What's the motive behind them doing this? Why are they being so mean? And all I can say is those two questions are yours to answer. They're not for me to answer. I've tried answering it. I've made attempts at answering it. I've given you some of my opinion on those things, and I'll continue to do so. But right now, I'm telling you right now, I do better by you by not answering those two questions. The burning need that you have to answer those questions is going to be a motivator in your life to go seek out the answers to those questions yourself. Because I could try to answer it for you, but then I'd kind of be robbing you of the experience of really knowing the answers to those questions. I can't just tell you why. I can't just sit here and if you go, Dave, why are they doing this? I can give you some stuff, but honestly, it won't sink in. It won't sink in. The propaganda and the mind control is too thick. You've been trained like a pet your whole life. Won't work if I answer it for you. The only thing to break through the propaganda is you answer it for yourself. So all I try to do, and all this documentary is trying to do, and other films and things like it are trying to do, is to incentivize you to take back control of your life. And you can't take control of your life if you haven't taken back control of your own mind. Ambulance. Somebody got the Rona. Let's hope that person is okay wherever they're going. Take back control of your own life. You got to take back control of your own mind. And if you don't control your own mind, somebody else is going to control it for you. And they probably won't have your best interest in mind because they have their own best interest in mind. And is your interests in life the same as Bill Gates' interests? Or Tedros' interests? Or Antonio Gutierrez' interests? Or Lady Gaga's interests? Or Justin Trudeau's interests? Or your favorite celebrity talk show host interests? No, it's your interests. So it only makes sense that you would take care of your own house, and you would take care of your own mind, and you would inform yourself. And that's what this is. That's what this war is really all about. And that's why they want to silence anybody. They're not silencing everybody because of the information they're telling you. They're silencing the people that are telling you to think for yourself, that are giving you tools as to how to think rationally and critically. That's why they're going after all these different movements. That's why they're going after all these different films. That's why they're going after all these people that are poking their head up to say, and from even within the establishment, to poke up their head and say, I think this is not true. There's something going on here. I have a different result in my score sheet, so I don't know what these guys are telling you. Why do they want to silence those people? Why don't they let them debate? Why don't they let that happen in the free market of ideas so you can make up your own mind? It's because they're training you for what's coming. The global technocracy, the Fourth Industrial Revolution, the Great Reset, the New World Order. 200-year plan for a start. If you want to know about the thousands of years plan, go watch the episode I did with Michael Tesserian recently, which was a 3.5-hour magnum opus on the story of the fallen angels in the underground world. You throw that in the pipe and smoke it and see what happens. But hey, if you just want to start with the 200-year plan, that's a good place to begin. Another good place to begin is to investigate the media that's informing you of your opinion. Learn who these people are, where their allegiances lie. They don't lie with you. So I just wanted to say a couple of those things, guys. If I was a little bit combative about it, it's just because of my passion and I'm a little bit fed up with all this nonsense, and I just want to see freedom reign. I want to see truth reign. I want to see a beautiful world, which we have every potential of creating. We don't have to live in this criminally infested lie fest anymore. We can live in a truly free, abundant, and thriving world. We have all the ingredients at our disposal. We just need to get the right ingredients happening out up here and in here. Every single individual. That's why it starts at the individual level. Don't pray for mass movements and all this kind of stuff. Hey, it's great if we can all align and come together, but start with what you can do. Start with you, and then that blossoms out. Connect with like-minded people. Start planting gardens. Start arming yourself. Get ready to defend yourself. Work with others. Form networks, community watches. Go talk to your local officials. Start educating people in the police force. Start educating people in local government. That's a place where you can make an impact. Take this documentary, download it, and start hosting screenings of just a couple people at your house. Even if you want them all socially distanced on different 6-foot apart pillows, I don't care. Just get them to sit there and watch it. Send this film to your local media. Tell them, cover this. Interview these producers. We need this to come out. We need to know all the sides of this. So I'll leave it to you. Plandemic 2, go look it up, download it, spread it around. Let me know what you think. I got a lot more coming your way. And I love you guys. Let's win this. We can win. We can win. We are winning. Don't get down on yourself. We are winning. Talk soon. Cheers.